Hi, I'm Geraldine Bode and I'm the Area Manager at Bournemouth Library and I'm also the facilitator of the Living Library here at Bournemouth.
Can you explain what a Living Library is?
Living Library is where instead of borrowing a book, you borrow a person. And really what you're doing is borrowing a person's experience and their actual story. So instead of reading a biography, you can talk to a person. And it means that you can interact with that person, you can ask them questions, and just follow up any sort of strands that this conversation may lead you.
What's the ultimate aim of a Living Library event?
Well, the aim of the Living Library is to get people talking to each other. There's a lot of misconceptions about people in from different cultures and different parts of society. So we try and make our books reflect those sort of things within society. And so we're trying to get people to challenge their prejudices and maybe learn a little bit more about their neighbour and different things that are in their community.
And can you tell me a little bit about some of the living books or the human books that you've got here today on loan?
Right, well, we've got one of our books is a Muslim lady who is telling people what it's like. In fact, she's an English person that's converted to the Muslim faith, so she can give perspective on both sides of it. So that's really interesting for people to talk to her. Another book we have here today is a visually impaired person, and she's brought her guide dog along so people can ask her what it's like to be living, you know, without sight, and maybe a little bit about how the dog is trained, whatever, wherever it may lead them. Other people we have here, we have someone that's, he's called himself body positive, but he's talking about AIDS, and we have a recovering alcoholic who's talking about alcoholism as well.
Geraldine, thank you. I think we're going to go and meet some of the readers and the books themselves.
Muslim from when you're born after?
No, I was there.
I'm Julie Duffy. I come from Portsmouth at the moment. We're in Bournemouth Library and I'm being a living book on visual impairment. I went to another library in Gloucester and they were talking about it, and it just struck me as a really nice thing to do because I could see it had potential for lots of groups, because there are quite a lot of people out there who can't actually read books. People with dyslexia maybe, or mental difficulties or learning difficulties, or maybe people with English as their second language. And I just thought if they could just come into the library and ask a book as a person what they need to know, it'd be a lot easier for them than trying to thumb through books and maybe not find what they're looking for.
And what does being a living book actually involve? What happens in a loan session, if you could talk me through it?
Yeah. Well, what happens is you sit there and you have a little bit of a, like on a jacket, you have a bit of blurb, don't you? And so you write a little bit of blurb and have it posted up somewhere. And then people can come and talk to you if they're interested in your subject. And the session usually lasted, or at least they did today, for half an hour.
What sort of funny things might people ask you? Unusual questions or embarrassing questions, maybe?
Oh, when I go and do the kiddies, they're the ones who ask the embarrassing things, like how do you get to the toilet, and and things of that nature. I once had a kiddie say to me, "Well, how do you manage when the lights go out?" So I said to him, "Well, a lot better than you, really, because I'm used to it, you know." So adults ask some funny things, like, how do you find where your mouth is? And you just wonder about people sometimes, don't you? You know, I mean, you don't sit in the front of a mirror when you're eating, do you?
I'm Magali Marie, I'm 17, I'm Belgian, and I'm here as a foreign student in the library to have living books.
Hello, I'm Brice Cornet, I'm from Belgium and here to learn English during 5 months.
You're both here at the Living Library event. Can you tell me what book you've just had out on loan?
We have just met a Muslim woman. And before, I've met a blind woman and an alcoholic.
I've met a violinist, a Muslim girl, and a woman to speak about Christian.
And how about the difference between a living book and something like the internet or reading about Islam or alcoholism?
Here you see people, you talk, it brings you a human aspect and human side. It's a true really more, and you can ask lots of questions if you have a good feeling with the people.
For me, it's like you have directly the face-to-face. You can see the reaction from about the people and who you can react about your opinion. Just an example, for the Muslim girl, a girl can shake his hand, but not a man.